Mini Integrated Task. You are George Kong, the chairperson of the Literature Club of St. Victoria College. You have been asked to help invite a famous person to give a talk at your school. You are talking to Miss Pang, your class teacher, about the activity. As you listen, take notes on the note sheet below. Then read the data file and complete the task on the next page. You now have 2 minutes to read the note sheet and the data file. George, how's everything going for the anniversary activity?
It's going okay, but I've been really busy, and I need to send the schedule to our teacher by Friday. Can you take a look at my schedule and give me some suggestions?
Sure. When do things start?
Well, it's for after school, so we start at 3 p.m. on the 16th of June.
Okay. Is that a Friday?
Yes. Students are less busy on Fridays.
And then?
Well, we'll have some opening remarks given by the principal. So I was thinking 3:15 to 3:45 for the talk by our guest speaker.
I don't know. Things always take longer than you expect. Maybe you should say 3:30 to 4.
Okay, you're probably right. Everybody's always late on Fridays too.
So what's the topic? Have you decided yet?
Yes, it'll be stay hungry, stay foolish, with a comma in the middle. Actually, it's one of the messages we want to convey through the school anniversary celebration.
Is there going to be a Q&A session?
Yes. We asked him to speak for 30 minutes and then leave 30 minutes for Q&A.
So the Q&A session starts at 4 to 4:30 p.m. That's fine, but we'd better have a backup plan in case there are no questions.
Well, we have a tea break and we have ordered some food. So when the talking's done, we can just start eating.
That's good. I would suggest that you plan some questions with your classmates too, just in case.
That's a good idea. We've asked people to prepare, but we'll draft some questions in advance. To finish, we've put together a slideshow of some of the big events from this year. We can show it in the last half an hour to end the day.
It looks good to me.